On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning came on your smile.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Welcome to the program. It's Tori Lagarde Day Tori Tuesday. She joins us now. Hi, Tori.
Hey, Ron. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing fine. Of course, we are separated legally. as everybody else is, we're
doing our part.
Yeah. So with technology, you can do a lot of the things you used to do, except be happy. So there you go.
It is our friend.
Yes. Yes. Well, Tori is an actress. She is an oracle. She's a soothsayer. She's a humorist. crazy all the stuff she does.
I'm menopausal.
Yeah, we were going to put that in there, but the spelling was going to be off. So we,
you know, it's the mood. The mood. I'm happy. I'm sad. It's all kinds of fun stuff right now.
That should be in everybody's title at some point.
It has to be. Right? It should be.
So, I guess the thing to do is to occupy yourself these days, and it's some people are getting pretty creative about it.
Yeah, the podcasts are the way. A lot of more listeners to all kinds of podcasts.
Yeah,
now.
So we invite you to just listen 1,000 times over. If you listen to the same show like 50 times, you'll hear something different. It's kind of odd. And in the background, you'll hear squealing pigs, which you'd have to really listen a lot to hear that.
I like my nature sounds in the background. I have those to calm me.
Is that synthesized or actually in Africa?
That is actual. That is an actual. Nature.
You actually people don't know where you live, and that's fine. Don't even say where. But you have a pond behind your house. Am I right?
Oh, I see. I do. But this is not. This is can't even. My pond doesn't even make this kind of noise right now because it's kind of cold in March. That is a webcam where they show an eagle's nest, which we talked about last week.
Oh, it's that. Okay.
And if anyone didn't listen, check out last week's show, last Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was very, very interesting.
We posted on newenglandbroadcasting.com the link, actually, to that. So all you have to do is go there and just click on that.
You can
that
be watching what right I watch over. All day long. It's very peaceful and the nice sounds of nature.
I think Buddha used to just watch eagles in a nest, and that was how he started to get into thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Look at you with the knowledge, the Buddha knowledge. Yeah.
If I made that up, there's no way you could find that out.
Nope. No. The internet's down. That'd be the worst of anything.
That would be cataclysmic. Oh, my God. People would actually, their brains would explode.
Oh, no. Oh. I don't know what you'd do. You'd have to read a book. It'd become, you know, olden times.
Oh, my God. You couldn't order things. You couldn't, nothing.
Log cabin. How did people survive years ago? They did.
That has got to be the most uncomfortable place to live in the world. I had a friend once. That's the end of the sentence. I had a friend once who had a log cabin built so into log cabins, and I went over there once, and it was in Massachusetts, and it was disgusting. It was like you live here. It was I felt cold.
Oh, yeah, we're spoiled. creature comforts.
No,
we are
did,
so
he
spoiled.
Did it on purpose. He lived in a
He needed one to get off the grid. Good for him.
Man, just buy the syrup. You don't need the whole house.
There's cobwebs. A lot of cobwebs there. It's cold. Cobwebby.
Oh my God. I mean, it's insulated, but it's disgusting. It looks ridiculous.
Was it insulated as log cabin?
Well, you have to.
But that's not a true log cabin.
It was a log cabin type, but it had the logs in the wall. It was like, that's wood. I don't like wood. I figured out. I like woods and trees, but I don't like wood in houses. Unless it's painted over. It just
It's a dark. It's a dark look. It's going back. It's a little rustic.
I never like that.
I'm not that rustic.
Wood paneling? No. No way. Yeah. We'll not have it.
We're past that.
Please, please.
Ron, you know, you did me a favor that you don't even know about.
You're welcome, then.
You were the only one that told me
There
was a new Titanic program on.
Yes, yes.
Did you know that? Did you watch it?
I did not watch it because I'm not as into it
as you are. No. But oh, did I watch it, thanks to your intel.
Oh.
And I learned stuff.
Really? Yeah, it was new, so I thought this is something I hadn't seen because it was new.
I have not. Brand new. It's called Titanic Conspiracy of Failure on the Science Channel. And the stuff I learned, I can give you the information, which is, I thought, very interesting. Okay. I don't know if our listeners may or may not.
Go on.
But, okay, so the portals that were left open would accelerate the sinking. So people, you know, their windows, they call them portals.
Oh, yeah.
If those were left open, and a lot of times they were, and that would have made the sinking happen a lot faster.
True.
Binoculars. There was a lookout at the top. Two men were up there doing lookout.
Yes.
And they didn't have any binoculars. Now, that would have probably changed things. But you know why? The man who normally had the binoculars was another one of the, not the admiral or captain, but there's another guy in there, a crew, and they took him off that journey to the Titanic's maiden voyage. Oh. And he did something else, and he locked his cabin, and they were probably locked in there.
He did something else locked in his cabin? Am I to assume?
No. They didn't put him on the ship. They said you're not going to sail with us. So he wasn't there to unlock his cabin or to even work that.
On the maiden voyage, they wouldn't have had all hands on deck, so to speak.
He wasn't the hand. He wasn't there.
Unless he had all hands on deck. You know what I'm saying?
No. Okay. He wasn't on the boat. He was doing something else. They said you don't need to sail. So he had a cabin. Yes. On there, which I guess was locked.
Yeah.
Craziness. Well, that's one thing anyway.
So is nobody with binoculars on all the time?
Right. Isn't that insane?
It is insane.
Okay, there's more. There's more. Hang on to your butts, folks.
Okay.
Okay. So the messages. This was messaged, and everyone knows that, about the, you know, those messages you get on the ship.
Yep, SOS. And Marconi things. Telegraph.
Marconi. There you go. You just said it. Marconi. I'm surprised you knew that. I'm glad. Sure. Because Marconi, who invented that radio thing, his employees were the ones working there, not White Star.
Oh.
So you know what the difference means?
Dollar.
The difference means money. Exactly. Yeah. The difference is that any messages that would be noted of importance would be labeled initials MSG. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So those weren't labeled. And those are the ones telling them about the danger and the icebergs and all this. But the passengers' messages were priority. So, you know, passengers saying, oh, we're docking here and we're docking then and we're coming in on Sunday. Because they're getting money, charging money for those. So that was the priority.
Wow,
so those messages sat there.
Crazy.
Crazy. More. I have more. Ron, one of these, this is a really good show you learn in 1 hour. I'm telling you. Listen to this more. There was a 3-week delay of sailing. To the Titanic, it was supposed to leave 3 weeks earlier.
Why?
Then April.
Why did they delay it?
I gotta rewatch that again for that reason. But the thing is, it was peak iceberg season in April.
Oh, no, that's not a good time to sail.
That's what I'm just saying. There were 400 more icebergs around in that time in April than there normally would have been. So you see, there's another thing they could have avoided. Okay.
Was the captain drunk?
No.
Oh.
He was a great guy, Captain Smith. He was awesome.
All right.
But the thing is, too, another thing is, if they had struck that iceberg head on, they would probably not have sunk. But who drives a boat right into an iceberg? It's because of the way the ship was built. The impact at the front would have just crunched it a little. It would not have sunk. What happened is they winged it on the side, and it ripped open the ship on the side.
Do you think that they saw it at the last minute and then tried to avoid
yes,
it?
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah,
they did that.
Trying to make a turn.
They tried to make a turn. Yeah. But there was also a, listen to this one, and this one I had no idea of.
Yeah.
This, I mean, not that I had the ideas of the other one, but listen to this one. There was a fire burning for days in the coal bunker. You did know that?
That
and
I
it reached 1,800 degrees?
Yes.
And that it was weeping 1 to 2 buckets of water per hour the whole time before it collided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was already damage to the ship, and it made it more vulnerable happened. Yes. There was a lot of cover-up going on back then and a lot of bad planning.
cover-up planning, time delays, yeah, all everything. This stuff.
And
then, did you know?
Yeah.
Huh? What?
Well, then all these passions on the boat trying to be the first, you know, and thinking of the maiden voyage and all that.
Oh, speaking of passengers, did you know that more than half of the money made on the Titanic was from steerage passengers going to the New World, not the wealthy passengers?
Oh, really? No, I did not know that.
That was on the show as well.
Oh,
this is full of new info, new intel, Ryan. I'm so grateful. Thank you for telling me about that because I thought I had watched everything on the Titanic, which I have, except that. And, of course, I love the James Cameron movie, even though it's like fiction. I just think it's really well acted and well written.
Wow. Yeah, not good. Well, I'm glad you found out about that.
Yes, thank you. Always tell me about anything Titanic.
Yeah, I know. Well, I remember you telling me a while ago.
That, in another life.
Yeah, you were absolutely. Well, actually, no. 10 years ago would be recent.
Oh yeah. Boyfriend. Speaking of boyfriend, he didn't even tell me about the Titanic. Well, he didn't know, but he doesn't know I'm right into the Titanic.
Yeah.
He has other things going on in his life.
I'm
like,
sure I'm sure he does.
Oh, like before the world turned upside down, listen to this one.
Yeah.
He went into a store that said all sales final.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It meant nothing to him because listen to this, right?
Yeah.
You can't return it. So he tried to take something back
right.
at the store with the sign.
You never know.
Right?
Yeah.
Can I exchange it? Oh, listen to you with the never know. No, you already know if there's a sign. But you're like him, I guess. Let's just try.
Well, you try.
So, okay. So he tried to exchange it. Mm. No, credit denied.
Mm.
So he pulled a Karen. Do you know what that is?
No.
I know.
Who's Karen?
Karen is the meme or the person who always wants to talk to a manager.
Why is it Karen?
They just labeled that person Karen because she looks like a Karen.
Okay.
Yeah. So when someone says they pulled a Karen, now you know. Now your listeners know.
And I still don't understand where Karen came from.
I know. It's great, though. But no dice. No
All
dice.
Right.
The manager, he said he couldn't do it for one person.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why that is, right? Why do you think that is?
Because then you have to do it for everybody else.
Exactly. Then the word would get out.
Yes.
But boyfriend, no. He's the manager, though, cries boyfriend. He can do whatever he wants. He laments.
Are you reading from a script of a movie or something? He laments.
I know. This should be a screenplay. He's like, I had the employees vouch for me. And he swore never to shop there again. Listen, the manager, I told him this, was following the system. Boyfriend could tell his friends that he was able to make a return.
Yeah.
And then the manager gets bombarded and
in
trouble.
Of course.
But boyfriend doesn't see it that way.
What kind of store was this, by the way, Karen?
It's just one of those, like, discount stores.
Oh.
That people shop at. It's a chain, but it's a local chain.
Really? And it's discounts, and it's always, because usually you find that where they're going out of business or something.
Exactly. That store was closing. They're not the company, but that's that one store.
Very good.
Was closing. Okay. So if there's a sign, why would you go back when there's a sign?
Yeah.
You know, I don't touch anything that says that. I choose my battles, and I don't buy those things.
Well,
either.
You take a chance. You take a chance is what you do. You just write it off. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. What type of product was this, may I ask?
You can ask, and I will tell you.
Okay.
It was one of those hooks you put over your door, like it has a bunch of hooks on it, and instead of putting it on the wall, you drape it over the top of your door frame,
I'm familiar.
Are you familiar?
Yeah,
well, it didn't work on his door frame. The door wouldn't close, so this is useless to him. It's like $10, though, and $10 is $10. So, and that was with a discount. It's like 30% off everything. Everything must go, all sales final.
Yeah.
This doesn't work. It don't fit my door. Please take back. The sign says no, but you know me. You love me. No, you can't do it. I will never come here again. He's going to hate this segment.
Well, he is. It's going to be bad.
But so, okay, so we've talked. This happened about a month ago.
Yeah.
So we took a poll and asked what other people would do.
Yeah.
And the first thing out of the first person's mouth was, you take it back to a different store. That's the same company, but you take it back to one of their other stores.
I never thought of that, actually.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And you just say, I don't have a receipt. Well, can you just get an exchange? You only wanted an exchange.
Was the sticker still on the
yeah.
item?
Oh,
yeah. So there was proof that it came from one of their stores.
Exactly.
Oh, sure. That would have. Did he try that?
So he goes to the drama continues.
This is fun. This is better than the Titanic thing.
I know. That's what I said. I have a couple of things.
Okay.
This is the other one.
All right.
So he goes to the other, one of the other outlets.
Yes.
And he looks around. Yes. And he doesn't see the item. Uh-huh. So he scraps the whole thing.
Oh, but he could have tried. He could have said, really I bought this a little while ago.
Hey, man. You know, I bought it in 2012.
Yeah,
you know, I don't have the receipt anymore, but it's not used.
Lost the receipt.
Don't need no stinking receipts.
It's not used. How do you prove that that's not used?
Because
how did that show wear?
And even then, you could still reuse it. It's a door hook. Who cares?
It's a door hook.
It's a door hook.
Yeah.
$10. It's $10.
Wow. So it was a thick thing then it did in the door.
Apparently.
Yeah,
and it's all my fault anyway.
How's that happen?
Because I wanted a hook.
Okay.
I don't get a drawer. Can I have a hook? I got to hang my coat somewhere. I'm sick of throwing it over the television. Can I just have a goddamn
fault.
Hook?
Oh, my God. It's
so
your
he
fault.
Had to go looking for the hook. That's and he wanted a whole row of hooks. I said, I only need one. You don't. Mm-hmm. I don't need a row.
Mm-hmm.
Just screw a hook into the wall. I don't know. Whatever, man. This is more. You see a sign. Just believe the sign.
Is it made of plastic or metal?
I don't know. I don't remember. I barely got a look at it in the first place.
How long ago did this occur?
Like a month ago.
Where is it now?
It's probably gathering dust somewhere.
You should get a hold of it. If it's plastic, not as much. If it's the metal or something, you can probably shave it down so that the part that goes over the door is you make it thinner.
Oh, I thought you were going to offer to buy it.
Oh no,
that's what you were asking about.
God, no. What, all sales final?
You
shave down. You shave down that part of the brace, that part of the thing, and then it'd probably fit in the door.
All right.
You get a metal file, and that's all.
That just sounds like effort.
It's
I think
like 3 or 4 passes on the brace, and the thing's going to be fit in there just fine.
Really?
Probably nice and snug, too.
Title of. All right.
God.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, rather than throw the $10 away, you know, you can alter it.
Listed on Marketplace. Someone might want to buy it, I don't know, for a dollar.
Yeah, just say all sales fine. I'll make sure you say that.
But I want to talk to the manager. Hey, you can do whatever you want, though. It's your store. Why don't you like me? Why won't the world do what I say? You know what else I said to him? I said, but you know where the manager lives? I said, you know what? First I said, you know where you live? You live in your own microcosm. And you know where the manager lives? He lives in the world.
Karen.
So he has to go by what everyone, it's just different. Yeah. Come on. He can't bend rules for you.
Yeah,
he can,
okay,
but he's not going to.
Here's the game we play. It's take the other person's side. That's what I do. That's how we make this a viable conversation.
Okay.
And here's what I would say. Mm-hmm. I gave it a shot. I over-dramatized. I gave it my best. I did my leader my theater presentation about
right.
trying to make them feel guilty. Why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? I did the best I could, and that was my focus, was to do the best I could. Didn't work this time, but it'll work the next time.
Right.
That's all.
Okay.
And I also would have taken the thing to the other store. And I would have said, no, I mean, I did buy it here. It's got your sticker on it. That's all. And they would have at least.
But you know
what?
I think I have to say, I'd be skeptical. Not that they're really rocket scientists working over there, but if one store is all, well, I mean, seriously, I've heard stories.
Right.
I've heard stories.
Okay.
We've all heard the stories.
All right.
It's retail. And
they're pulling a Marcia.
That's Karen.
Okay. No, that's Marcia, the stupid.
Oh, the other side of it. I see. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Marcia.
Right,
well,
exactly.
They're going to be on alert if the store down the street is closing, that other people with the all sales finals thing ding going on are going to be coming to them and saying, hey, I don't have a receipt, but I bought this
no,
here.
I don't.
They're going to pull a fast. See, that's what they might not be on
Marcia,
the ball, but I would
a Marcia
be.
Actually, I figured out what the place is.
Yes.
Yes. And I do believe...
So they hire a lot of recovering addicts there. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I've talked to the people. I've literally had these conversations.
How do you know they're recovering
because
addicts?
I've had the conversations.
And they said we're recovering addicts, and they just hired us now. They said that.
No. Well, yes.
Wow.
Okay. I know.
Well, I mean, good.
That put me on alert. And I'm talking, this is 6 years ago.
All right.
I had these conversations.
I'm shocked, so but at the same time, congratulations to that store for giving them jobs.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fine. All right. That's
it's
good.
Very, you know, kudos.
Better there.
Right.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm not knocking that at all. I'm just saying.
Well, that's worth a $10
donation. That's their exactly. Yeah. Their priority is a donation. Yeah. So their priority is probably not. It's just trying to get through a day and work and be nice and, you know, stay clean. It's not these idiots coming in. They don't want to deal with your crazy no receipt return thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go away. We have serious business happening right now.
It's very
not
true.
Code hooks, not code hooks.
No, it's not code hooks. It's worse than code hooks. Well, that's a hell of a story. That's a hell the only thing worse would be to be on the Titanic having just ordered an over-the-door hook.
and then down it goes.
And then down it goes with you on the Titanic.
Only if you're a man. They let all the women off. Well, it's not just steerage. Most of the women got off, I think, though. But
if the women were nice, most of the men would have gotten off. But bump.
right.
Except for that cabin guy who never got on the boat because he was locked in his room doing you know what.
Right. Well, I had this story for you like a month ago when this was happening, but of course I've backburnered it until now.
Well, nice burner, nice cooking, good cooking.
Well, we had other priorities, I guess. So now I have to try to live my life and give you more information of more stories, which is
very good.
I'll find them online now from now on.
now here's something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this no contact thing. Apparently landscapers have informed their customers that we're not going to be doing your landscaping.
Oh, not a moment too soon. Right. I can't believe. Why were they still out cutting grass? Are you kidding
me? Well, they haven't started yet. They're delaying it for a couple of weeks, you know, so far.
Well, you know, it's snowing right now as we speak.
I did not know that.
Have you looked out the window?
No, I didn't. I'm in a studio here doing the thing with the
There's no
show.
Windows? It's in a cave? The bunker?
I'm not facing a window. I haven't turned around since you started your interesting stories.
I'm so sorry. I bet you riveted like the Titanic rivets.
Spellbound. No, I'm just saying that all the scheduled spring stuff on people's lawns have been postponed. And I'm thinking that feels good to me. That feels good for everybody that is so prickety fippity about their about every
fippity.
Yeah,
fippity, love that word
about their green perfectly manicured lawn.
Yeah, deal with it.
Exactly. This is how other people live.
Oh, I love it. You're right.
Yeah.
Plus, these people can stay home with their families. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know. Every day is Sunday. It's awesome.
Every day is Sunday.
It always has been for me.
Yeah.
But that's awesome for everybody else.
It is for everybody now.
This is where I shine.
That's right. Shelter in place. What are you kidding me? That's how I live.
Well, exactly. Prove I don't. Thank you.
With no receipt. So
you and I used to do this in person once a week. That was my getting out. Hello, I'm back.
Right. Well, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you been wearing shoes?
Good question. Let me just say this about that. I was doing chores in my slippers in the house, and it was so annoying. They were falling off my feet. So I do put sneakers on now to just clean the house.
Interesting.
Yeah. What about you?
No, unless I go out, I walk around. I walk around. I have
good
to,
for you,
I
Ron.
Have to
You're getting
get
around.
Out.
All right.
I'm getting more exercise than I ever have before. I just walk. I mean, there's nobody there, so it's fine. And if somebody else is, I don't get
six
near
feet,
them.
Right.
A lot more than 6 feet. So,
it should be.
So I'm just walking around having a hell of a time as long as the weather allows me to. And that's when I put my shoes on. Other than that, no.
There's no need for
socks,
it, right?
Man, socks.
Yep.
Socks.
Yep. Why not?
I don't know why not. Anyway. Yeah, well, we're all in the same boat, and that's why we're here. And let's just have a good time. You got to laugh through everything. Everything.
I do. I'm posting memes like crazy. I'm living online, but I did before anyway. Online is where it's at, man. That's how you're listening to this show right now, wherever you are.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you watch television shows there, and they're the news shows. They're separated. They're actually in different studios, or they're like separated like 8 feet on the other side.
Oh, I know. Speaking of television,
yes.
Good one. I have just started binge watching shows.
Oh, well,
because
of course.
People do that.
Of course.
Don't say, of course. Oh my God, you make me feel like such an idiot now. Oh, I just discovered this thing called binge watching, Ron. It's so amazing. Let me tell you about it.
Yeah, Karen. Karen, you've been doing that for quite some time now.
Listen, Karen just wants to talk to the manager. You got to learn. That's all you got to know. That's all I got to know about Karen. She just wants to talk to the manager.
All right.
So anyway, I started watching, and people have known about this show. It's a couple years old. That's all right. It's called You. Y-O-U. I think it's a Netflix thing.
Okay.
And it's only been out 2 years, so I'm already almost done with season one.
It doesn't give me a clue as to what it's about, really.
I know, what a great title. I know, I love that. It's
so vague.
It's a horrible
title because it doesn't do, it could be anything.
It's a show about nothing. Wait a minute.
Show about you. No, it's not.
Show about you.
They couldn't possibly.
And you know what?
How would they know me?
They don't.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've been wanting to watch it for like 3 months. I've had it on my queue, and I just haven't got to it. And now I'm like, okay, I'm forced to get to stuff. And it's great. It's really, really interesting. It's about a man in New York City who works at a bookstore. And this girl comes in one day to buy a book, and he becomes obsessed with her. And then he becomes her boyfriend.
Oh.
Have you heard of it?
I think I actually been...
Don't spoil it then if you know what happens, because I'm only in episode 7.
Oh, no. Okay. This was a show about a woman who was a waitress in a restaurant, and the same thing happened. And she would look out the window of the restaurant, and he'd be standing across the street, and she would tell her, similar.
Oh.
Yeah, different.
That sounds like a Kids in the Hall thing.
No, that's a comedy show.
I know. This sort of reminded me of.
Actually, that was called Me. So, all right.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, this is the opposite.
This is you.
The
this
polar.
Is you.
Okay,
right.
The extreme.
Right.
Yeah. So it's real. And you know what the girl reminds me of? The actress in it?
Who?
And I just noticed this after about 6 episodes. It didn't dawn on me right away, but halfway through the first season, Dorothy Stratton.
Oh.
Remember Dorothy Stratton?
I do now.
Yeah, she was a beautiful blonde from Canada that was young and became and then killed. But anyway, so she has that same look and that same quality about her.
May I say, to interrupt you, that I like shows where where they're not played by famous people.
You'd love this then. I don't know anybody. They're all nobody.
I love that because you can really get into it. You really think that it's them.
It's more believable.
There's no question about it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, if you have nothing to do, it's, although I just saw John Stamos make an appearance as a psychiatrist.
Oh, they're ruining it.
But he had a great big beard, so he's like half his face was gone.
John Stamos. See,
I know.
That's the last person I
Dr. Nikki. Dr. Nikki.
No, that's a shame. But, but you really like it. How many episodes have you seen?
7. I watched 7 so far, and there's 10 per season, so I have 3 left, and then I have 10 more for season 2, and then it's stopped.
Is there more for a new season, or is that?
I think so. I hope so, because I've been hooked into things where they die, like Lizzie Borden with Christina Ricci. I loved that, and they did one season, and poof. But you know what? That was pretty much enough. Because you do 1 year of Lizzie Borden, you know what's going to happen. Yeah. They were just trying to reach for it.
Yeah, I that's stupid. How much Lizzie Borden can one take? That's like that's like watching a Nutcracker every year. You know, it's just like, okay, I get it. I get the Lizzie Borden story. I get it.
I know. They were trying to branch out into people around in Lizzie's orbit, though. And I loved the series. Don't get me wrong. It was great. But it was one season, and that was the end, and that's fine.
Yeah. I'll tell you, unfortunately, I mean, not to go back to this, but it's going to be a while before we see any new shows of anything. Because they stopped production.
Oh, right. Production,
and it's going to be a while before that gets rolling again with numbers of people it takes to do these things. So that's going to be ways in coming.
In live theater, that's going to die out completely.
Yeah, well, okay, it's just television is something that we need because we're still going to be indoors a lot probably. So, we got to get
You can actually be outdoors. As long as you're like out, like in your yard or what?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing to stop. No, get some fresh air.
Cool.
No, it's
good
psychologically.
I do that all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
I just want to take deep breaths because if I take deep breaths outside, I feel like I'm like cleansing. It's a good cleansing feeling.
As the
feeling.
Weather gets a little nicer, things will be a little bit more acceptable. This is rough right now because it's too cold.
March is the worst. It's not. I always think March is like one of the worst months. At least February, you have snow. You know that. You're prepared. Yeah. March, that transition time with the cold and then it's sunny, then it's cold again.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, March comes in like a lion goes out like a peacock.
That's what I've always heard.
Yep. Hey, what did that funky little groundhog say way back in February?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
You know, and it's either way, it's going to be six more weeks of winter because that's the calendar. It's always the middle of March. That's 6 weeks. so funny.
It's one of the stupidest things. It's like Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Groundhog. I mean, just
he's way down the list. I wouldn't even call him a thing. Yeah. I wouldn't put him in the same level as Santa Claus or Easter Bunny ever.
Yeah, you know, Easter Bunny's done. I don't think
we don't decorate for Groundhog's Day. Clearly,
oh, I do, but that's different.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I hide things in holes and then wait for them to come out and figure out how much more winter I'm going to get.
right. Yeah. I've heard that about you.
I know. And Easter has a very big religious connotation, of course, because I don't think it has anything to do with Jesus. I think it has to do with rabbits carrying eggs in baskets.
Well, yeah. How did the secular society take over all the, because, you know, religion, they had to take over with, you know, again, yeah, Santa Claus is not the thing, but they made it the thing. You got to do that.
But
you got to
balance
it out.
At least he's Saint Nick. I mean, there's a little saint going on there.
Oh, there is.
Somehow.
There is. That little tiny connection. Didn't completely eliminate.
Yeah, not completely.
Something with the Norway, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was somewhere over there.
But Easter Bunny, I'm not seeing any connection at all.
Ah, I see. You really thought about this. I haven't given it as much thought as you.
I've had a lot of time to think about this stuff.
You're thinking. That's good, though.
You know, I don't do much of my most of my thinking I do in bed.
Right. Well, that's how you're supposed to be sleeping, not thinking.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
Well, no, I sleep fine. I go right to sleep.
Really?
I don't think at all.
Really?
Yes.
I wish I had the luxury of not thinking.
Yeah.
Wish there was a little switch, like a light switch that was in the back of your neck, right under your ear, or maybe behind the ear so people wouldn't see it, like a hearing aid. And you would just turn it on and off, and when it's off, you can't really think about too much.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Aren't you tired enough that you can fall asleep? That's what happens to me. I'm tired. I just fall asleep. I'm so tired by the end of the day. I just want to go to sleep.
Well, it's not hard for me to fall asleep. It's hard for me to stay asleep.
Because
once I get up, it's like the brain starts. I didn't turn you on.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. So now I make a conscious effort when I get up in the middle of the night, if I have to, then I consciously immediately try to remember what I was dreaming of because I can remember that
stuff. You want to go back to that? Okay.
I have to. What other choice do I have? I got nothing else going at that point.
Oh, well, when I get nightmares, I think we've talked about this a long time ago. I just want to wake up from it and not go back to it. So I try to keep my eyes open as long as I can.
Well,
I keep falling asleep because it's not working. I'm too tired. And I go right back and I have more nightmares. And then I try to wake up again. And I'm like, just keep your eyes open. Do not go back to sleep. Because if you do, you're going to continue it. So you got to try to stay awake as longer.
That's the theme of a couple of movies. A couple of horror movies. I think they're actually called Don't Fall Asleep or something like that.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you meant it's because of watching horror movies
No,
I think that's part of it. I mean, we've all been conditioned already by our lives and what we've watched and listened to and heard and read and lived through.
Yeah.
That's conditioning you for the rest of your life subconsciously.
It's true.
So I started to think, you know, not to get into it too much, but the fact that we have pandemics in the world at all and people get a little nervous is already a lot of it is because we've watched these movies and The Walking Dead and then 28 Days Later, and we're already thinking and planning like this is going to be bad. So we're kind of in our own mind, in our own heads.
Yeah,
and that's what a lot of this is because of. But, you know, I still think we should have these movies and TV shows they're escapism. Don't take them too seriously, man.
Let me tell you a little story, Tori. A little story, Tori.
Okay.
And this happened yesterday, the day before. I've lost track of which is which. I'm up at night. I can't fall back asleep. I turn on the TV. I happen to have the Showtime Network. By the way, if you have HBO and you don't have Showtime, Showtime's free for 2 or 3 weeks.
No way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
To know.
Hey, another Titanic thing.
Thank you. I'm going to take advantage.
Yeah. So I'm watching, I'm flipping around, I see Showtime, and I'm watching, you know, the guide to see what's on, and guess what's on? Outbreak. And then
I've got to see that. I've only seen Contagion, and Contagion is great because it's exactly what's happening in the world. But go on, Outbreak, Dustin Hoffman, right?
Yeah. Then I go to another channel, and there's another one, very, very similar. I can't remember the name of it. It's some virus thing where... it's called Pandemic. That's the name of the movie. Now I just thought of it. And it's like, why the fuck are you showing me this stuff now?
Oh, no. Yeah, well, it's like being on an airplane and watching an airplane disaster movie.
Yes,
you can't escape it.
The last thing.
Bad idea, right? Yeah,
bad idea. And I
life is full of bad ideas.
Yeah, I also don't watch the 24-hour news stations anymore because all they do is just conjecture, and it's like, this is all the bad stuff you could know.
There's no news going on in the world around the Middle East. There's peace in the Middle East, apparently. Yeah. There's no news. Yeah. Well, there's only one thing for news. There's nothing else is happening. There's no crime. There's no robbery.
No matter where you live, no matter what part of the country you're in, watch your local news. That's for the stuff that's actually affecting you and how this is affecting you where you live.
Just like local government, you got to vote at the local level. Start doing that.
Do it.
I'm telling you, it makes a difference.
I mean, people in New York City have much more to be concerned about than people who live in Mississippi, for example.
Right.
I'm guessing. Okay. Hey, there she is. Tori.
There
Nadar.
I was.
She was. There she is. Well, where'd she go? Hey.
There she goes. Well, Miss America. Obviously, no more Miss America. That's a tragedy right there.
Oh, God. We'll check in next week and see where we're at, shall we?
Let's try it.
Okay. She's Tori Lagarde, and of course, Ron Van Dam. And thanks for listening. We wish you peace.